Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No, I'm not going to talk about cholesterol today, okay? Actually, you know what? Yeah, we do have to talk a little bit about cholesterol because I guess Heidi Montag ate some raw liver and raw liver has cholesterol. But I mean, with everything going on with the war, it's just not very easy to just, you know, well, let's, you know, talk about something else and let me try to cheer you guys up. We have to talk about some honest things because I think there's a lot of people in La La Land, there's a lot of people in denial, and then there's other people that are completely freaking out. I've felt sick the last 5-6 days, and I get that feeling when I am trying to ignore something bad that's happening. And I know deep down inside this could be worse. And when I get these feelings, I'm never wrong. And so that's why I speak about it on the show, because, you know, for those of you that are kind of, you know, well, you know, somebody will warn us ahead of time if we start to have issues with Russia, or if we get cyber hacked, or if we get attacked, or if we get, you know, if we have to deal with inflation or, you know, a draft or whatever, even though I'm not expecting a draft. I'm not expecting, you know, a nuclear war with Russia. I do expect us moving into a conflict, a World War III conflict. I just do. I think the pattern is there. I think history repeats itself. All the red flags are there. The only way it doesn't happen, if Putin decides to back off, if Putin decides to retreat, Putin has two choices: to double down and go for broke, or to, you know what, my bad. I don't know if you've heard, but in Ukraine, they're even going to release prisoners to help fight for their homeland. But Ukrainians, man, they are the bomb. Zelensky, I mean, they are gutsy sons of guns. And I mean, we'll talk about what Molotov cocktails are and where they originated. Everybody thinks they're Israeli. They're not. They're actually Finnish. But we'll talk about that in a sec. But you see Ukrainians, I mean, you know, family separating, and, you know, even by choice saying, I'm here to fight for my homeland. And even Russian soldiers are now getting caught on tape going, look, I thought we were just supposed to be peacekeepers. You know, you really don't have that many Russians on board with what's going on. Why are they trying to annihilate a country next to them? I mean, you know, most Russian people, they don't want to see Ukrainians die. And now Russian soldiers are in this position. And everybody says Putin's gone mad. People are accusing Putin of having COVID or having... by the way, COVID is back because I think the U.S., we're going to talk about this, the U.S. has given us advice on what to do in case of a nuclear war. And they have talked about social distancing and to keep COVID on the mind in case you have a nuclear war. So we're going to talk about that. We just can't get away from COVID, no matter how hard we try. We're going to be in the midst of another war, or a world war, and now we're still going to have to social distance. Not sure how that happens. But as we start to see the economic sanctions, as we start to see airspace, you know, us not being able to be in Russian airspace, Russians not able to be in our airspace, and apparently we do use each other's airspace often for travel, the economic changes. The reason why people say, oh, everybody's just, media's blowing this out of proportion because they want the headlines and, you know, there's no way we're going to go into a world war. The reason why I feel it could happen is when you look at the psychology of people and world leaders. All right, As an American, I'm like, I like peace. Peace is cool. You know, peace is cool. I mean, again, you mess with our homeland, we're going to kick your butt. But I'm not looking to start a war. Most countries, they're not looking to start a war. They're doing good. But there are other countries not doing good. There are other people out there that love chaos, that fuel on chaos. Now, France might be chill. UK might be chill. Germany might be chill. Italy might be chill. Kenya might be chill. New Zealand might be chill. But there are countries out there that aren't. And while all of this is going on, and America has to send troops, and people have to send money to Ukraine, and we have a refugee crisis, a humanitarian crisis, who's to stop one of these other leaders in other countries to start acting up? Not to mention, countries start to turn on each other. Now, you start to have issues with your supply chain. You have issues with inflation. You need certain supplies or vaccines or whatever. I mean, how friendly are the allies going to be to each other? And so the reason why, you know, people weren't really quick to include Ukraine into NATO and people weren't really excited about the whole concept of NATO was because they didn't want to be involved if there's two countries that are having their old skirmishes. But this is something different. This is Putin, who has obviously made it very, very well known that he wants to expand. Last week, he threatened Finland and Sweden. Just, like, don't join NATO or they'll be held to pay. Well, if this was just a peacekeeping mission, you know, just for you to kind of get, you know, your provinces, you know, under Russian control and not Ukraine control, then what the hell is going on here? And so, you know, as American, as a mom with two boys who could be drafted, I'm very, very concerned. You know, trying to put together some help for Ukrainian refugees and the humanitarian crisis that's going on. This is something that is not only, I mean, you know, affecting just Ukrainians, but it's going to affect all of us. And if Putin does not decide to turn around, oh, where's Biden? Where's Biden? Biden was on vacation. Biden had a memorial. Somebody died in some close relative, so he went back to Delaware. We're going to hear him. We're going to hear from him. I think he's going to make his big State of the Union speech tomorrow. So he's been working on a speech. Sure. We will get some guidance. But honestly, it's going to take you and I. It's going to take us to kind of figure out, you know, what needs to be done. You know, the other thing, too, is as the Russian ruble, you know, starts to fall and as there's starting to be chaos in Russia, the more the chaos, you know, you think, okay, great, you know, the Russians will stop Putin. I don't think they can. I don't think they're in a position where they can. And so the more chaos that ensues, the more chaos that gets fueled. And you have Ukrainians now making Molotov cocktails. They have families split apart, people training who are not trained in the military with only hours of training trying to fight off the Russians. It is not a good situation. And, you know, all I could say is Godspeed Ukrainians and I love their passion and boy are they patriotic and whatever help we could give them, we need to. But man, I don't think this doesn't affect you. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Later today, I'm going to give you guys some scoop on medical deductions. A lot of you guys have been working on your taxes. I know, of all things, we also have tax season. And there's a lot of money you can hopefully write off because of medical tax deductions. So, we're going to give you some updates. Sadly, they kind of knock down how much money we get per mile, but you get to knock off your mileage also for a medical deduction. So we're going to be talking about that. So I can't stand it when we don't get the memo. And how many of you guys have been watching the news and you've been hearing them call the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, Kiev? And you've said, oh, yeah, Kiev. And the media's, some of the media's calling it Kiev, some of the media's calling it Kiev. So you look it up, what, is it a different city? Like, no, same city. And you're like, well, huh, Well, I'm called a Kiev. When I played the Risk game, right? When I grew up, it was Kiev. Well, apparently, some of us didn't get the memo that we don't say Kiev anymore. We haven't said Kiev since the 90s. Nobody told us. Well, they did tell us. It just people didn't listen. They were in their own little world. And so when you say Kiev, that is a Soviet-era moniker for a city that isn't even supposed to be named Kiev. It's supposed to be pronounced Kiev. So don't worry. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel stupid. That's why I'm giving you guys the memo. Okay, a lot of us did not get the memo. Now we got the memo. Okay? Don't feel bad. We've all done it. I did it too. Because I'm like, oh my God, are they going to take Kiev? It's like, it's not Kiev anymore. It's Kiev. Kiev. To pronounce it right, it's Kiev. So we call it Kiev. All right, so what's going on here? So as I said, back in 1991, I mean, it was such, I know a lot of Gen Zs weren't born then, and some millennials were kind of young, but 1991 was huge because that was the fall of the Soviet Union. And a decade, an entity such as the Soviet Union fell. It changed the map of the world. It created many independent countries. And so these countries that wanted to shed any Soviet era, you know, sort of quote unquote stench, you know, got rid of it. And we didn't realize how much oppression existed until they could name their own, like Ukraine could name their own capital, you know, of the founder that founded the capital. And it was Prince Kiev. That's why it's called Kiev. So the Russian-derived name of the capital didn't have to be used anymore. Prince Kiev was one of three legendary, brothers. I'm trying to think. He was, I don't have that much information on him. But anyway, Kiev was named after him. So when you have a Kiev, it basically kind of, you know, diminishes what it's about. So according to Wikipedia, after Ukraine's 1991 independence, the Ukrainian government introduced the national rules for transliteration of geographical names into the Latin alphabet for legislative and official acts in October 1995, according to which the Ukrainian name Kli is romanized as Kiev. These rules are applied for place names, addresses, as well as personal names of passports, street signs, and so on. In 2018, the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry launched Correct UA. It's an online campaign to promote the use of official Ukrainian spellings by countries and organizations in place of outdated Soviet-era place names. So again, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. It's something that we, you know, we've all done. So just call it Kiev from here on out. No longer Kiev. Now, I know a lot of you guys are like, oh my gosh, I have a chicken Kiev recipe. It's okay. Just call it chicken Kiev. I know. It just, this is something that they've been trying to tell us since the beginning and, you know, since 1991, and many of us just didn't, you know, yeah. So it's okay. If you have it, don't worry. You're not going to get canceled. You know, it's just, if it's an old cookbook, just maybe write over chicken Kiev. So you just remember, but we don't see Kiev anymore, okay? Now, Molotov cocktails. It's fascinating because people ask me, they go, Dr. Dahlia, you know, so, you know, the Israelis are playing a role. And then, no, Molotov is not Israeli. When it ends in O-V, it's Russian. Molotov, the Molotov are not Israeli. Yes, you see Molotov cocktails used in Israel. You saw them used in the Warsaw Ghetto during, you know, World War II. But Molotov cocktails are actually Finnish. The Finlanders came up with Molotov cocktails. So let's give you guys a quick history on that. It's fascinating. So taking a bottle of alcohol and adding a wick to it, like some cloth, tying it, and getting that wick into the alcohol, it's basically called the poor man's grenade. They've called it petrol bombs, fire bombs, or Molotov cocktails. Now, the reason why they were called Molotov cocktails, and it's fascinating because to me, this Molotov cocktail is now the spirit of the Ukraine-Russian war. Seeing moms make these to help, you know, protect their homeland, it's just a sight you never thought you would see. But Molotov cocktails have been around for decades. I mean, once alcohol was put in bottles, so we're talking over a century, people would use them as a weapon because alcohol is flammable. The thing is you can't use any alcohol. It has to be, at least 80 proof. I mean, it has to be strong alcohol. So your dinner wine, probably won't do it. But basically, Molotov cocktails are improvised incendiary weapons that are made of a breakable bottle, because the bottle has to break, because then the gas or the fuel in it or the alcohol in it, and remember, cocktail doesn't necessarily have to mean alcohol. It could have gasoline. It could have some sort of flammable liquid. But the bottle has to break. Then the flammable liquid spreads, the fire spreads, and it takes on a wider area. And so it's basically simple. It has a wick. It's either well taped or well, tied on. And most people use, gasoline in them because gasoline's more flammable. But like I said, they call poor man grenades, bottle bombs, petrol bombs, fire bombs, and even mollies. Now people ask, how much damage can a bottle of how much damage can this do? Well, there's been many, many reports back in World War II, these Molotov cocktails would take down tanks. If you got the rubber, if you got the you hit it at the right spot, these things can be like grenades. Now, obviously, grenades are better and they're more, potent and more detonating, and they're obviously stronger. But it's a go-to weapon that people use. Sadly, people misuse them. But for this is obviously a if it's a last resort. I mean, this is something that we got taught, as kids, where God forbid you have somebody entering the house and you don't have a gun or you don't have a weapon nearby, grab a bottle. Rip some cloth, stick it in there, light it on the stove, and throw the sucker. And so it's a weapon. And so they originated because the People's Commissar for Foreign Affairs, Vyacheslav Molotov, he was a Soviet politician that led the fight against Finland during World War II, during the Winter War. So the Finns named a special cocktail for him, and they called it the Molotovin Cocktail. And so it was, like up yours. And by the way, how cocktails, you need a chaser? When you do a Molotov cocktail, your chaser is an expletive. So basically, you throw it, and then you chase it with a go blank, 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 or blah, 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 blank. So this is definitely not something that is complimentary. And so will any alcohol work? Like I said, they seem to do better with gasoline. I don't really anticipate people using gasoline because fuel is going to be a complete mess. And, but it's, not legal in the United States. It is not legal. Don't even think about it. This is not something, sadly, people have used them. We saw them during the riots a year and a half ago. This is something that they're a weapon. They're a grenade. It's not anything that you are supposed to use. I think they're even banned also in the UK. But the fact that the Ukrainian Defense Ministry is telling Ukrainian civilians to do whatever they can and to make them just shows you how serious the situation is. And we're going to World War II era fighting. 1-877, that's Sally, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The dramatic escalation of east-west tensions over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian nuclear forces put on high alert in response to what he's calling aggressive statements by leading NATO countries. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg responds.
This is dangerous rhetoric. This is a behavior which is irresponsible. And of course, if you combine this rhetoric with what they are doing on the ground, this adds to the seriousness of the situation.
And in New York City, the first major U.S. metropolis to require vaccines indoors will be lifting its mandate for indoor businesses, dining, and events on March 7th, so long as COVID cases continue to trend downward. Mayor Eric Adams joins public officials who made similar decisions in cities such as Seattle and Boston in the last few weeks. Schools will also see the indoor mask mandate lifted on the same day. This is USA Radio News. We've got the story of a very lucky New York man. Here's USA's Ken Burns.
One Hernandez won $10 million from a New York lottery scratch-off ticket back in 2019, and darn the luck he did it again last month. Another $10 million from a different scratch-off game. Hernandez, who bought the ticket at a grocery store on Long Island, said he was still trying to spend the $10 million he won 3 years ago. He opted to take the lump sum payment, which totals just more than $6.5 million after required withholdings. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Capitol Police will once again erect a fence on the Capitol grounds ahead of President Joe Biden's State of the Union address tomorrow. The fencing is an effort to heighten security and prepare for possible protests by big rig truckers in the next few days. The speech is a national special security event, according to officials, and the Secret Service has been placed in charge of the planning of the fencing. Outside law enforcement agencies, as well as the National Guard, have been brought in to assist during the event. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm sorry, I can't make this stuff up.
1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we were basically threatened that nuclear forces might be used. Vladimir Putin had a big temper tantrum this weekend because, you know, he was facing casualties and the Ukrainians were putting up a pretty good fight, that he has urged his officials to be ready, you know, from a nuclear standpoint, and using nuclear missiles and whatever else they plan to do. So we as Americans do need to be prepared in case there is a nuclear war or a blast or we get attacked, you know, with something nuclear. And you can't make this stuff up, okay? The U.S. government has given us some guidelines. I'm going to share those guidelines. But they want you to wear... Remember I told you guys don't put away your mask for COVID? Bring back... Have that mask ready because for your shelter in place or your shelter orders. God forbid there's a nuclear war. They are urging you wear a mask to prevent against COVID. Okay? They're also urging you social distance. I'm not sure how big your bomb shelter is. I don't have a bomb shelter, but if I was allowed to bring my family into a bomb shelter, it's going to be tough to social distance. But we have that recommendation, and we are supposed to remind everybody to be COVID. But I'm not making this up. To be COVID aware in case we have to shelter from a nuclear explosion. So here we go. Let's talk about what to do in case of a nuclear explosion. I told you guys don't throw out that mask. I still have a mask. I got this mask. COVID. You won't be allowed in the bomb shelter if you don't have a COVID mask. I'm not making this up. This is what the government says. Here we go. All right. So on ready.gov, it tells us what to do if there's a nuclear explosion. They say nuclear explosions can cause significant damage and casualties from blast, heat, radiation, but you can keep your family safe by knowing what to do and being prepared if it occurs. As you know, a nuclear weapon is a device that causes a nuclear reaction to create an explosion. They could range from a small portable device to a weapon carried out by a missile, and we might not get a lot of warning. Fallout is most dangerous in the first few hours after the detonation. When it is giving off the highest levels of radiation, it takes time for fallout to arrive back to ground level, often more than 15 minutes for areas outside of the immediate blast damage zones. This is enough time for you to be able to prevent significant radiation exposure by following these simple steps. So remember, this is in case of a nuclear attack or a nuclear explosion. First and foremost, they say get inside. Get inside the nearest building, hopefully brick or concrete. Most of the buildings that I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, are stucco and wood. There's these wood, and then you got some insulation and stucco. You got to find something concrete, okay? I'm not talking about concrete figuratively. I mean concrete or brick. All right, remove contaminated clothing, wipe off or wash any unprotected skin. If there was fallout, remember Silkwood, where everybody had to get naked and then they had to be scrubbed, and they scrubbed them until the skin came off? Yeah. Hand sanitizer will not protect you. So the government says don't, like, do a little dabby of the hand sanitizer. That's not going to protect you. In fact, I don't think I would add alcohol to your skin at that point. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, mouth if possible. Do not use disinfectant wipes on your skin. Go to the basement or the middle of the building. You need to stay away from the outer walls and roof. Try to maintain a distance of at least 6 feet between yourself and people who are not part of your household, because they don't want you to get COVID. I get it. I get it. They have to be consistent, right? So of all the things you need to worry about, if there is a nuclear fallout, you got to worry about COVID, okay? If possible, wear a mask. If you're sheltering with people who are not a part of your household, children under 2 years old, people who have trouble breathing, and those who are unable to remove masks on their own should not wear them. So I repeat, if there is a nuclear, if there is a nuclear explosion, God forbid, all right, you are going to have to make a judgment, a judgment call on if your 2-year-old child, all right, can wear the COVID mask or not. I'm sorry. I just don't get the priorities. Now, stay inside. Stay inside for 24 hours unless local authorities provide other instructions. Again, while you're staying inside during a nuclear war, continue to practice social distancing. It says right here. Continue to practice social distancing by wearing a mask and by keeping a distance of at least 6 feet between yourself and people who are not part of your household. See, I'd be having sex. I hate to say that. But if there's a nuclear war and I think I'm going to die, I'm going to want to have sex. And you don't do that with people in your household. You do another. So I'm sorry. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be violating. I'm going to be totally. Well, yeah, you're supposed to have sex with your husband. If my husband's not there, and the guy's good looking, he looks like Michael Fassbender, then most likely I'm probably going to be violating that 6-foot social distancing rule. Yeah. No, I don't think there's the mandate yet. I don't know. If a mandate comes back, I'm sure they're going to update this. All right. So, families should stay where they are inside. Reunite later to avoid exposure to dangerous radiation. Keep your pets inside. Yeah, a lot of people have a mother-in-law saying, you know, I want to get to you guys. Keep the mother-in-law away. You can tell your mother-in-law, look, okay, I'm following the government guidelines. We will reunite later. Just stay where you are. Don't come to visit. Keep the mother-in-law away. Then they say stay tuned. Tuned into any media available. I'll probably be around. For official information, such as when it is safe to exit and where you should go, I promise you I will let you know when you can remove the mask for COVID. I'm sorry. I will be there to tell you when you can. I know it's not funny. COVID kills. I know. Listen, I know. I think it's just, it's so ludicrous that this is where we are. We're in the midst of everything going on with Russia and Ukraine and all that, where 30% of the advice on a nuclear war is surrounding COVID protocol. I just find that odd. I'm sorry. But yes, I will be the one to let you know when you can remove your mask. Okay? I'm not talking about a gas mask or nuclear. I'm talking about your COVID mask. So, I guess this thing. I'll let you know. Stay tuned. Have battery-operated or hand-crank radios to function after nuclear detonation. Cell phone, text messaging, television, and internet services may be disrupted. All right? Now, you should prepare. They go, know where your nearby shelter location is. If you don't know where to go, you need to figure out where there's brick or concrete. A lot of us haven't been thinking about, because like I said, a lot of our houses are stucco. So, you know, have an idea of where to go. Figure out on your commute where you could go, because if it does happen and your commute is 40 minutes till you get home, you might have to shelter in place. Outdoor areas, mobile homes, vehicles are not, you cannot hang out in your car. Make sure you have an emergency supply kit, where you have bottled water, packaged foods, emergency medicines, a hand crank, they call her battery-operated radio, flashlight, extra batteries, store supplies for at least 3 or more days. Make sure you have soap, hand sanitizer. Don't forget your pets. Your pets are going to need food. Your pets are also going to need water, extra batteries, and again, your COVID masks. You're going to have to make sure you pack masks for COVID. Now, keep in mind that when you collect your supplies, there's going to be people around you that didn't prepare, and you're going to need to share. Okay, so always over, like, have extra water. Everybody's like, well, you know, have enough water for 3 days. I would have enough water for a month, because there's always going to be somebody that goes, duh, I remembered my mask, but I didn't remember to get water. All right. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to now switch gears to COVID. Okay, I know, I'm sorry, but this is cool. This is a cool COVID headline, okay? You know how I really am excited about the concept of repurposed drugs? I know half the country isn't. They're like, I don't want to hear about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and fluvoxamine and all that. But the one drug that nobody's really talking a lot about is Januvia. It's a diabetic medication. And multiple studies have talked about how this diabetic medication has anti-COVID activity. This is very, very cool. And again, headline after headline doesn't even, nobody even talks about it. Yet, there it is in multiple studies where the cytoglycan has been found, which is the main ingredient of Januvia, has been found to have antiviral activity, especially against COVID. This is very, very cool stuff, and nobody wants to talk about repurposed drugs. They don't. Because, you know, it's all about the new drugs. It's all about, not that we have access to them. It's all about, well, just get vaccinated and we'll worry about it later. We can't just worry about it later. All right? There is so many questions about why COVID killed some and just caused a little sniffle in others. Why the vaccine protected some, didn't protect others. We have a lot of questions. And so I think anybody bringing up Januvia, fluvoxamine, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine is not a traitor, is not, you know, a psychopath like in the media they like to say people are. They're actually trying to learn about the science and see if maybe there is something that can help in the fight. Which is one thing that blows my mind. When somebody brings up hydroxychloroquine, even though studies are mixed, and, you know, yes, there's, I think, a lawsuit going on right now because a telemedicine doctor had given hydroxychloroquine over the phone, and that person ended up having a heart attack, and whether it was the hydroxychloroquine or whether they were going to have a heart attack anyway, it's definitely put telemedicine companies on alert saying don't even think about writing hydroxychloroquine over the phone. And you know, a lot of governors have banned people using it. But when somebody brings up, can we look at hydroxychloroquine? They're not a bad, evil person, for crying out loud. The reason why somebody's bringing it up is because they want to figure out what can help save people's lives. So can we stop vilifying people who are trying to gather research, trying to spurn investigative, you know, studies and trials to look at what we could do to save people's lives? And it just blows my mind that all this time the media has made people seem completely evil for them trying to, you know, help the cause. So this cytoglycan, sold as Januvia, is in a class of medications called the dipeptidyl peptidase 4 inhibitors, the DPP4. Now, what they do, and I know this is going to get a little, you know, chemistry, a little pharmacological here, but what they do is they prevent the enzyme degradation and inactivation of glucagon-like peptide. So it's like a double negative to make a positive. They stop GLP-1 from being degraded and inactivated. Now, what's GLP-1? Well, GLP-1 lowers liver production of glucose. It also stimulates insulin release after you eat, you know, foods with carbohydrates and sugar. So GLP lowers sugar multiple ways. It eventually, though, gets degraded, and it gets degraded by DPP-4. If we stop that and allow GLP-1, which is known as an incretin, to still do its work, people's blood sugar lowers, which is what we need in diabetes, who have high blood sugar. So that's kind of how that works. So cytoglycan is a diabetic medication where what it does is it inhibits an enzyme that prevents our body from trying to maintain our sugar, the DPP-4. Right? And it's called a DPP-4 inhibitor. So great. Now we got a little lesson on, okay, what does it do for diabetes? That's wonderful. What the hell does it do for SARS-CoV-2 or the virus that causes COVID? Well, some studies suggest that what it does is it prevents the formation of the deadly cytokine storm, because these DPP-4 inhibitors also suppress other things, not just DPP-4. So they think it could suppress nuclear factor KB. KB plays a role in COVID pathogenesis or illness. So some studies suggest that that's what it could do. And there's been studies since the beginning of the pandemic on this. Other researchers suggest that the actual DPP-4 enzymes that circulate allow SARS-CoV-2 to enter our cells. So if you block DPP-4, who's just there helping SARS-CoV-2, you could then prevent the COVID virus from infecting our cells. Now we have another study. And the study was published in Communications Biology, and they looked at 64 repurposed drugs to look at their roles in the fight against COVID, and again, found cytoglibin to inhibit COVID, but this time in another manner. Because here's the thing, the problem we have is when Trump had spoken about hydroxychloroquine, everybody threw him under the bus. They threw anybody else under the bus who talked about it, saying, okay, well, you know what? He's just pulling it out of his retroperitoneum. And so what a lot of us doctors are doing is just tell us what the mechanism of action is, because that's fascinating. Now, I told you the reason why hydroxychloroquine had made such, you know, made such medical headlines is because they think its mechanism of action is an acidification of the endosome that the cell makes when it starts to envelope SARS-CoV-2 as it tries to enter the cell. If hydroxychloroquine acidifies that area, it makes it null and void, doesn't allow that virus to enter. Very interesting mechanism of action. But that's the thing. If you're going to tell me that there's other drugs out there that we could use, just share with me what is it, what's the reason. So in this study, they looked at Mpro and PLpro proteases. These are two enzymes of COVID. And they found that cytoglibin could inhibit one of them. And it was significant enough in reducing Delta virus titers. So basically, they get pretty technical, but they found, a recent study found that type 2 diabetes patients hospitalized with COVID, those who had cytoglibin added to their standard care, had lower mortality. They also had improved clinical outcomes. Also, a greater number of hospital discharges, meaning they lived to be able to leave the hospital. So they thought that maybe what happened is cytoglibin prevented SARS from viral entry. Now they're thinking it's a little different. It prevents another sort of enzyme, and that could then inhibit SARS from doing, I guess, what it does, including inflammation. So they found positive results of combining protease inhibitors that target both Mpro, PLpro. They looked at a bunch of antivirals, medications for HIV, medications for hepatitis. So it's fascinating that a diabetic medication, a medication that's been around for decades, could work on a new virus. So repurposing drugs are a fantastic area of research. It's just people have to quit vilifying those who are looking at it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.